Hi, this is Marlena, and you're listening to the Marlena program with a misbehaving Winamp, so we're just going to stop that, and we'll just go without our normal intro music tonight and say that we are very delighted that you are here. I think Winamp is deciding that it's going to pay me back for April Fools. Anyway, this is the Marlena program for the week of Monday, April 3rd, 2006. And in the second hour of the program, of course, we will go into our typical open forum setting that we always do. But in the first hour, we have a most fascinating guest, someone who has been recommended to me by one of our listeners. And I'm just very excited to bring her on and introduce her. But before I do that, let me just tell you that if you are listening to this program at any time other than, let's see if I can get it all right now, especially with the time change, 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific on a North American Sunday night, or Monday morning at 1 Universal, this is a replay, and we'd like you to just put your feet up and enjoy what you hear. So let me bring in our guest now and help me make welcome Bonnie Blose. Welcome to the Marlena program.
Good evening, Marlena. How are you?
It's wonderful to have you here.
It's wonderful to be here. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, I'm sorry that my gremlins are really... My Winamp is just doing all sorts of crazy things.
Oh, you're not supposed to tell us that Winamp does things like that.
Oh, I know. It's still playing music. I don't know. I'm not quite sure what it thinks it's doing. But at any rate, I received an email from your friend Nancy Lynn, who said that she had this very interesting friend named Bonnie Blose, and that you, among other things that you do, one of the things that you do is that you co-host a book program on a 50,000-watt radio station.
Yes, ma'am. And I'm very proud of that.
You should be. I know the station, but let's get into that in a bit. Tell me a little bit about yourself, Bonnie.
Okay, well, I was born in 1953, so that makes me whatever it makes me. Yeah, 53. I'll be 53 in June. I grew up in Pennsylvania, in eastern Pennsylvania. Started out in special ed. I'm totally blind. I was one of five children. I have a twin brother who died of AIDS about 9 years ago.
Wow.
And so, anyway, I started out in special ed, and then gradually we were mainstreamed into the regular public schools, starting in fourth grade, and by seventh grade, we were in public school. I graduated from high school, 16 out of 146 in my class.
Wow.
And then went on to business school and attended college, but I do lack a degree. I majored in social work at Westchester State then. It's Westchester University now. And so, anyway, I lived in Pennsylvania until 1982, and then I moved to Ohio, and I've lived in a little town called Irondale, which is in eastern Ohio, about an hour from Pittsburgh, ever since. I have a son who will be 21 in August. His father died about 5 or 6 years ago, and I had to kind of redo and restart my life from scratch. So that's what I've been doing for the past 5 years.
And do you think that your interest in books has sort of developed out of kind of a need to maybe rediscover and redo yourself? Or did you always have an interest in books?
I was in love with books even when I was probably 2 or 3 years old, as soon as I had any memory. I can remember being in classrooms I started school when I was 4, and I can remember going to bookshelves and picking up books and opening them up and touching the pages and noticing the kind of paper that was being used, and whether it was thick or thin or rough or smooth, I noticed the smell of books. I loved the way they were put together. I've always been in love with books.
Wow, that's very
cool.
Ever
since I was a little kid.
That's very, very cool. So What is your favorite, sort of your preferred reading mode when you do read books? Do you do Braille or?
Well, it depends upon what I'm doing. If I'm doing something around the house, then obviously, like anyone else, I like to read things that are on tape. I do read MP3s and CDs and that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But I do like Braille as well. I'm a very good Braille reader. And so if I'm in bed at night and I'm just listening to the radio in the background or something, you know, we multitask, we do a couple things at one time, then I like to read Braille. And I like to read Braille and want to see Braille stay around because I would hate to see Braille disappear. We need to know how to spell. You know, people think just because we have computers and spell check, we're fine. You know, we don't need all those things, but we do. We need to know how to do that kind of thing.
Yes,
and
absolutely.
If we don't have access to anything that's written, we're going to forget.
Absolutely, absolutely.
And I would encourage people to use Braille. I know it's bulky. I know it's time consuming. I know it's a pain to get it back to the post office, but you may miss it someday if you don't have it.
Do you ever use the paperless Braille, like from Web Braille?
No, I have not used that. I'm interested in getting involved in Bookshare at some time, but right now money is it's a consideration for
sure.
Me. I live on a fixed income, and I live alone, and so I've got all of my own bills to pay, plus other things to pay, and so that is something that I will do in the future. But for right now, I'm considering Bookshare at some point, but right now I'm just sticking to Braille and books from public libraries. I go to public libraries and get books because I think it's important for us to use those things. They're out there, and of course, they're making contacts with NLS now and doing books with them, and they're doing them together. And it also helps us to really know the technology if we reach out beyond NLS. If we go to public libraries and get books from companies that like Books on Tape, Recorded Books, companies like that.
What advice would you give somebody who maybe would like to go to their public library but hasn't done it and isn't really feeling especially confident about managing that whole scenario?
Well, I would suggest that they get a ride to the library and go up to a librarian and say, I'm here, I would like to, obviously they're there, but I would like to get some books that are on audio tape or CD or MP3. Could we look together at what you have? And it helps if you have an idea of what you're interested in. For instance, if you know that you like fiction or you like mysteries or you like nonfiction and you like history, it helps a lot if people have an idea of what you like. And if you have some authors in mind, they can look them up in the card catalog right at the front desk and tell you what they have, or they can order it through an interlibrary loan, or they can just put it on hold for you or put you on the list so that when they do, if the book is out, when it comes back in, they can get it for you. And I've found librarians to be extremely helpful. I go to 3 different libraries where I live, and I can go in there and just go up to them and say, I'm interested in, say, Tammy Hoag or Philip Margolin, and, you know, they're great. They'll tell me what they have. And I've had people go through, leave what they're doing. Of course, if they're not busy, obviously that's a consideration. But if they're not too busy and they have a few people at the desk, they're more than willing to help you. And most librarians are very kind. In fact, I've often found that with many librarians, I generally know more about books than they do. So you just be patient and you have to decide whether you want unabridged books or whether you want abridged books and what you have time for, and you can renew them. And they're usually also pretty good about returning books. You know, many of us have difficulty, if we don't live in cities, as I don't, getting rides to libraries, and so that's a consideration, just getting them back and forth. And usually they will allow you to renew them once, maybe even more than once, and they're usually pretty good about, if you have difficulty getting a ride, giving you extra time, as long as you're not talking about keeping them for 10 years, of course.
Yeah, yeah. Have you ever tried the new NetLibrary stuff that you can get down on your computer?
No. I would imagine that possibly Bookshare might be part of that. I have not gotten into that yet, but I plan to, because I think it's important for us to learn about all of the types of technology that we have. We have a stake in it. We have a reason to have to know about it, because whatever NLS decides or whatever any of those companies decide to do, we are going to be reading books on the computer or through some format that they that they design and decide on. And we're going to have to know how those things work.
Boy, you're
and
not...
And we can't sit around and be passive about it.
Absolutely. I could not agree with you more. That's absolutely true. And, you know, even if we don't use the technology, you know, if personally, if you are a Braille reader and you prefer Braille to the audio, or an audio reader and you prefer audio to the Braille, we've got to know what's out there, and we've got to be able to really understand at least the basics of how the whole thing fits together.
Absolutely, and that way you can let libraries know what you like. And it's also good for public librarians to get to know us and to know that we're willing to utilize what they have. Because the more we're seen and the more we do, the more comfortable sighted people are going to be with all of us.
Yeah. Do you ever take advantage of other library programs that happen?
I have in the past. I'm not doing that right now. I'm pretty busy with public libraries and with books from NLS, and I also do a lot of other things in my life. I'm a certified lay speaker in the Methodist Church, and I'm a pastor parish relations committee chairperson at my church, and I'm in a choir, and I was in a community choir last summer. I'm in United Methodist Women. I do a lot of other things. I'm also writing essays at the present time in hopes of eventually having a book published. And so I'm quite a busy person. So I will probably look into there are other libraries I know about that I'm going to look into. There's a Christian library that does a lot of fiction that I'm interested in looking into. But for right now, I'm pretty satisfied with NLS and local libraries.
Speaking of your essays, Nancy did send me a couple of your essays, and I'd like to ask you to expound upon the one that you wrote regarding, and I hope Nancy won't mind that we discuss this. I assume since she sent it to me that she would not mind. But the one that you wrote about Nancy and your friendship with Nancy, and the thing that moved me so much about that essay was you talked about something that most people, myself included, would fear and just find devastating. You found this, and I'll let you explain what the this is. You found this an opportunity. Can you kind of share that with the listeners?
Well, Nancy and I think, basically believe the same thing. We believe that every day when you get up in the morning, you have an opportunity to choose how you're going to live your life. And sometimes when we're in a situation where we feel that life might be jeopardized because of an illness, we really think about how we're going to live a lot more. And Nancy and I were originally pen pals in high school and got reconnected a few months ago and got to know each other and decided we got to know each other, we talked, she invited me to St. Louis, she found out she had cancer and she wanted someone to be with her. And I know that Nancy would not mind my mentioning this because we've had this essay on several lists that a lot of people have seen. And we feel that it's important for us to let other people know that serious things need to be talked about and need to be addressed, and that you can get through anything. When she invited me out to St. Louis, she wanted me to come and be with her when she started chemo, and she didn't know what it was going to be like. She didn't know what effects she would have, and I didn't know either. It was sort of like being a brand new pioneer in a sense. And so we decided that the opportunity in it was not only that we got a chance to meet and we had never met before and be together and spend time together, but we also felt that it was an opportunity for us to meet a challenge, and we decided that until anything happened, we weren't going to make any assumptions about it. We were just going to deal with whatever came up, to use an old, trite, overused expression.
Mm-hmm.
And that's exactly what we did. And we found that we had a wonderful time. And because we valued life as it came every day and didn't know what it would hold, it meant more. We felt more about just having fun. And we had a wonderful time together. And I think that's why, because we didn't bring any perspective into it of feeling that it was going to be terrible or that it was going to be good. We figured it would be somewhere in between. And that made it extremely special because we didn't have an agenda. We just decided that we would take what came, and that's exactly what we did. And we learned a lot about what that meant in terms of taking life and living it fully and completely in the moment. We both really believe in present moment awareness, to borrow a phrase from a writer. And living in the moment means that you do everything that you can do today, right now. Tomorrow, you might not be here. And maybe your opportunities, maybe something will happen to you and your opportunities will be limited, but we don't know about tomorrow. So you have to make this day, this moment, this hour, the special one. And that's exactly what we did, and that's how we both live.
Well, I must tell you that it comes through so clearly and poignantly in that essay. If anyone would like to read that essay, is there a way that folks can do that?
Well, actually, Nancy and I both have Fillmore boxes. Nancy is in charge of, I call her my press agent.
And she's a good press agent, Nancy.
Yes, she is. She's very good. And she handles, I write. She handles everything like that. If anyone wants to get any of the essays from her, all they have to do is call her Fillmore box. That's 773-572-3165. Leave a message, and I'm sure that she will get back to you.
All right. We'll make sure and give that number out again before we close the program. So you do a book show on one of my very most favorite radio stations.
Yes, mine too.
Yeah, I grew up listening to that station.
We all did.
Yeah.
Where did you grow up, Marlena?
I actually grew up in Boston.
Oh, you did.
So I didn't have to listen very far to hear WBZ.
Yes, we had to strain our ears before they were on the web. That's the neat thing. You know, about a year and a half ago, WBZ got on the web. You know, now they're live streamed all over the world. And it's awesome when I think about how the first time I did that show, you try not to think about that kind of thing when you're doing a show. I'm sure you agree.
Yes.
You don't think about necessarily who's listening or anything like that. You just do it. And I've been doing this for 6 years now, and the first time I remember thinking, oh gosh, you know, it's on the web now, but I didn't let it make any difference. It's awesome, though, to think that someone could be listening to you in Switzerland or Singapore or anywhere. Awesome. That's awesome.
It's a little bit like ACB radio, you know.
I'm
often shocked when I get, well, first of all, I'm always just amazed at getting email from people whom I've never heard of. Or when I go to a conference, people say, oh, I really want to meet you. And it's like, holy cow, they're talking about me. So I know how you feel. So how did it happen? How did you get it all going on?
Well, in the year 2000, the guy that I was living with, the father of my son, died of a sudden heart attack in July. And on that night, I was listening to a radio show on WBZ, and my co-host, Jordan Rich, who is their weekend host, was doing a show, and it was a book show. And anyway, that was the very last thing that was happening the night before the guy that I was living with died. And in January, I decided to call Jordan's show one night. He was doing a trivia game, and I love to play trivia stuff, so I decided that I would play, and I lost. So I'm not that great at trivia. I just like to do it, sort of like the people who like to sing but can't sing, I guess, except that for me it's that way in trivia. So anyway, while I was there, I said, well, I've lost out on that, but there's something else you could do for me. And he said, what's that? And I said, I know that you do a book show. I listen to it all the time, and I would like to be your co-host. I asked him on the air. I figured I had already lost the trivia.
Put him on the spot. That's right. There you go.
So I said, you could fulfill a dream for me. And so I told him that that was what I wanted. And he said, well, leave your number with my producer, and we'll talk during the week. And so that's exactly what we did. And 20 minutes into the show, the first one that we did, he told me to have about 12 books prepared. He said, you're good, very good. And so I said, well, maybe you'd like to do this permanently. And so we've been doing it ever since. And I told him, and I've told him several times, that it's my trip to Hawaii. The only rough moment I ever had was I decided that when I started doing that show that I would not tell him that I was blind. It was really important to me
to get that show
on my own merit.
I was going to ask you if you had told him that you were blind.
No, I did not. And I really struggled with that. But on the second show that we did 6 months later, somebody called and started to talk about Braille, And somebody else called, and they talked about recorded books, and I thought, does somebody know me or something? Maybe I better get honest here. So I told him on the air, I said, I have something I have to tell you. And he said, what's that? And I said, well, I thought he's probably really just thinking, oh, my gosh, was he going to tell me? I shouldn't have done this. So I told him, I said, well, I never told you, but I am totally blind. And his response was, you know, Bonnie, I couldn't find anybody that could do this any better.
Oh, that's neat.
And it was awesome. So he's mentioned it a few times on the show that I'm a very well-read person, that he feels that I'm one of the most well-read people he's known and that he does know currently. But I don't mind that so much because I know I got it on my own merit, and I love it. I get to talk to people all over the country and people from Canada. I'm also part of his interviews with authors. We interview authors on the show. And I'm part of those interviews. I write to one of them. In fact, she sought me out after she was on the show about a year ago and wrote to him and said that she was so impressed with me she wanted to write to me.
Can you tell us who
that is? Writing to me ever since.
Can you tell us who that is?
Nancy Swartz. She's a spiritual writer. She writes books for children and their relationship with animals.
Wow.
And what animals mean to them.
Very cool.
In Our Image.
Very cool.
Is the name of the book she wrote.
Very cool. We're going to open the lines. The telephone number to call Bonnie is 866-666-7926. You dial the number. We'll answer the phone right here on the Marlena program on ACB Radio Mainstream. And just a little bit of housekeeping. Remember that if you're listening to this at any time other than 9 to 10 Eastern, 6 to 7 Pacific on a North American Sunday night, or 1 to 2 Universal on a very early Monday UTC morning, you're listening to a repeat. So we want you to put your feet up and soak up the knowledge and enjoy the program. How do you decide what to read, Bonnie?
Well, reading is a funny thing. Sometimes I'll pick up a book and I'll start to read it and I'll feel like it just isn't right. I feel like books speak to me. I know that may sound strange to some people. I think readers will really understand it, true readers. You know, there's some people who pick up a book and they read just because, they just pick up a book to read. But when I read every word. I take it in like the air, like the smell of flowers, like the rain. And I take it into my heart. So for me, I can start a book and I might feel that maybe this isn't the thing I should be reading right now. I've started books and actually left them and started something else because it just didn't feel right. Sometimes it has to do with weather. Sometimes it just has to do with the mood I'm in, or sometimes it just has to do with what I have to get back to the library first.
Well, there you go, and we've got a call. Let's bring them on in. Hi there. You're with Bonnie and Marlena. Who's this?
You could have fooled me. This is the runner one from Albany.
Oh, my buddy, Mr. Frank Casey from Albany, New York. How are you?
Hi, Frank.
Hi there, Bonnie. You know, I got this Fillmore message last night. And Nancy, they said Nancy Lynn had a very important message, and I said, my God, something major must have happened. And she starts talking about Bonnie, and I said, my God, here we got a celebrity, and I never even knew it.
Well, thank you so much. I love your voice, and I love your phone. You have a great phone.
What is Fillmore? I feel like I need to come to the party. What is Fillmore?
Oh, it's where the whole community lives.
Boy.
It's a place
all day long and every day, right?
People hang out.
You're kidding. Well, I need one.
I didn't know about it 3 or 4 months ago either.
Well,
I wasn't in the loop.
All right, Frank, it's your job to send me an email and tell me about it.
Okay. What's your email address? I was doing some house cleaning.
And you cleaned me out. Oh, I'm heartbroken. You could just write to Marlena at acbradio.org.
I don't know.
M-A-R-L-A-I-N-A.
Does he deserve to write to you, considering he's lost your address?
I know, yeah. Yeah,
well, anyway, what I wanted to say here is I'm really impressed that Bonnie is into the preservation of Braille because, you know, you hear about all the great technology, which is good, but, you know, when the computers break, what do we go back to?
That's right.
I wouldn't trade my Perkins Braille writer for the world.
Oh, me neither.
I mean, mine just tonight, as a matter of fact.
Yeah.
Or my Slayton stylus.
That's true. They were good for, well, I used to beat people over the head.
Yeah, you would.
Now people probably use them as paddles or boards of correction.
Yeah.
They'd probably break if you did that. But really,
they probably would.
I'm really impressed with what you're doing and the fact
that you've
been a mentor to Nancy, because I know that, to put it bluntly, she's been going through hell. But I think people like you, you know, pull people out, and that's really great. And
well, thank you. And Frank, I would like to say that Nancy has done as much or more for me than I could ever have done for her. In Nancy, I've met my best friend and a person who could finish, who does often finish my sentences.
Well, when you listen to Nancy, now I know Marlena hasn't had this pleasure, but when you listen to Nancy on Fillmore, you can tell there's a lot of crust there, and there's not too much that's going to knock her down. So I think,
no.
You know, and I think you'll agree with me on that.
Yes.
I certainly wouldn't want to cross her, I'll tell you that much, but she's...
Well, I was afraid of her when I first was getting to know her. I would not have wanted to go to her for computer help. I consider myself technologically challenged, and I could have imagined her getting impatient with me if I had gone to ask her for help. Like, can't you do this right? But but I got over all that, so.
Well,
you know, she's wonderful and warm and just a lovely person.
I commend you for what you're doing on VZ, because that's... pretty good when somebody can, you realize how many blind people that wanted to get into radio would...
Oh, yeah. I know.
And I never wanted to. I never had that desire. I would love to do it for books. For books, I would do anything.
Well, that's great. I mean, it's fantastic to hear somebody in the blind community who's done well and has gotten sort of their wish, their dream. I mean, I was going to go into broadcasting, but went into dispatching. But still in all, it's radio and you're doing a good job, and
I'm sure
there are a lot of other people who want to chat with you, but I will send that address that info to Marlena so that she can come on and harass the rest of us. And
yeah, I gotta keep up with you, Frank. I tell you.
Well,
that's right, and of course, then she can learn about Fillmore, and you can really annoy her, and she can annoy you too.
Oh boy!
There you go.
Yeah. Fun and games.
Yeah.
Well,
look,
and have a good night, and
you
keep
too,
up
Frank.
The good work, Bonnie.
Thank you very much. I appreciate your call.
You're welcome.
Take care, Frank.
Thanks, Frank.
866-666-7926. What are some of your favorite types of books to read?
Well, I like the way romances have changed. You know, when, I don't know how old you are, Marlena, and I'm not asking because I respect the fact that some women don't like to share their age.
Oh, I don't care.
Oh, good. Then go ahead and share it.
I am 56 and proud of it.
Well, good for you. And you've earned those 56 years.
I have, and I'm going to earn another 56.
Well, good for you. Anyway, when you and I were kids, when we started to read romances, probably long before we should have, really, because we wanted to know all about that stuff.
Yeah.
They were very formulaic. You know, you had the damsel in distress, and you had the guy who came along and was good-looking and just... did everything, well, first he had to do everything wrong before he did everything
right. That's right, that's right.
And got it for the rest of his life.
That's right.
And so you had that conflict resolution and more conflict until things were finally totally resolved and they went off into the sunset. Well, romances have changed a lot. I like romances that are written now because romances now deal with contemporary problems. You don't have to be a millionaire. You don't have to live in some mansion in Hollywood somewhere or on the beach. In some really beautiful house up on the hill somewhere. You can be an ordinary person dealing with ordinary problems. You're allowed now in romances to have been married before, to have children from another relationship, to have troubled children, kids in jail. And that's really, you know, literature, and not that romances are literature in the sense of the word that we often think of literature, but romances really and other books reflect life. They're about life. And when you think about life, movies, too, and music just reflect our culture. And if we're going to be in touch with people in the culture that we're living in, we have to be with them where they are. And most people are living lives where, you know, the washing machine breaks and, you know, the furnace goes out and the car breaks down and they're trying to get enough money to get groceries or pay the mortgage or whatever. That's how most people live, and I think people got tired of that. For a while, it was a wonderful escape, but at some point, people said, wait a minute, you know, I don't know anybody like that, like the people in those books, you know, like Jackie Collins or people like that.
Yeah.
And so now we have people that are writing wonderful books like Linda Nichols and other writers, Tracy Peterson, who does wonderful Christian fiction, and wonderful writers that are just dealing with everyday situations and everyday people who work at an office, who work in a grocery store, who
right.
are struggling with the idea of going back to work at all. And that is a wonderful change because it's much truer to the society we live in.
And we have a caller. Let's bring our caller
Hi.
In. Hi there, caller. You're with Bonnie and Marlena. Who's this?
Hi, Bonnie and Marlena. This is Ron from Kent, Washington.
Hey, Ron. How
Hi,
are you?
Ron.
Oh, I'm doing fine. I'm glad to have you on the air again.
Oh, well, thank you. I've been on the air for a couple of weeks now, but maybe you didn't know
I
was back.
You weren't on the air last week.
No, because I was at CSUN.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But glad to have you back, and I'd like to ask Bonnie a question. You do your bookshop work on WBV in Boston.
Yes.
Is that a public radio station or what?
No, WBZ is a commercial radio station. It is a 50,000-watt station, obviously available to people at night unless you have a computer, in which case you can get it through BillSparks.org or Mike's Radio World if you
Mike's
have access
Radio
to the Internet.
World?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Then you put on the link to Mike's Radio World then, MikesRadioWorld.com?
Right. You just go into Mike's Radio World and just go into, I think they're considered news and talk, and you go to, you put WBZ in the edit line or in the edit field, and then after that, you have to click on the KBS, the numbers, where it says like 48 KBS or 32 KBS, whatever it says. You have
okay.
to do that. If you don't do that, it's going to take you to the home page, and then you have trouble.
Yeah,
but if
I mean,
you, go
you
to
can't
just,
get just WBV.com. You have to go to my...
No, it'll take you to the home page, and then you get to the macromedia stuff.
Okay.
There is a link that you can get, but it's better
station.
To do it... I'm sorry?
It's just a news talk station.
Yes.
I'd like to hear your... When does your book reading come on? About what time?
We do it twice a year only. I am doing it with someone else, and it's basically his show. I am a co-host.
Yeah.
I hope that at some point I may have a show of my own somewhere, but right now, you know, that was how it got started, and so I do it with him. So it's at his discretion. He asks me about whether a certain date is okay, but we do it twice a year.
Okay. Uh-huh.
And the next one will probably be in either late June or early July. I've asked
okay.
for July.
I think I'll tune into that station anyway, MikesRadioWorld.com, and then follow the link, right?
Right. Well, just put WBZ in your edit field. When you get when it comes up, just it has another line where it will have the KBS. And that will have numbers.
KBS?
And click on that.
Yeah, Ron, you're probably 32 because you're a dial up, right?
No,
yeah,
I'm a DSL.
Oh, you're DSL.
Oh, well.
Oh, okay.
Congratulations,
okay.
That's like rebirth.
Yeah.
So like I could get I'd probably be what then? 20
No, you'd be higher.
You'd
like
be higher.
356 or something.
Yeah. Yeah,
yes, that's right.
You'd be or 128 if they have 128.
And then I just when it goes to 128, just press 128, right?
It's only going to have one thing of numbers, whatever it is, whatever it says, just click on that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So give it a shot and see what happens.
I sure will, and glad to have you back. I'll see you next Saturday. Bye.
All right. Take care, Ron. Bye-bye. 866-666-7926 to reach Bonnie Blaus, who will be with me until the top of the hour. In the second hour, of course, we'll have our typical open forum time, and anyone who's called in the first hour can call back in the second hour. I always have this terror, Bonnie, that nobody
really
will call.
Nice, I'm sorry.
I always have this terror in the open forum hour that nobody will call, and I'll be like talking for an hour. You know, it hasn't happened.
Marlena, this has never happened, has it?
No,
this has never happened.
No, not yet.
It never will. It never will. If nothing else, I'll call you.
There you go. All right. So one of the things that I find difficult as a reader, well, we'll wait about that because we have a caller, and I'd rather let the caller speak to you.
That's fine. Let's
Hello,
that.
Caller. This is Marlena, and you're with Bonnie. Who's this?
Hi, Marlena and Bonnie. This is Marsha.
Marsha!
Hi, Marsha.
Hi, Bonnie. I don't know if you've heard of me or not, but
I think I may have. Are you the famous Marcia from Michigan?
That's me.
Ah, yes, I have.
Well, it's so nice to hear your voice finally.
Thank you so much. It's wonderful to hear yours, too. I've been looking forward to talking to you.
Well, thank you. Same here. And it's such a pleasure to have, you know, to hear you on Marlena's show this evening.
I think Marlena had a wonderful idea here, and so did Nancy, and I'm so pleased to be able to be a part of it.
This is like a party, you know?
Oh,
it's like,
yeah,
wow.
It's wonderful, woo-hoo. I'll tell you.
I love it.
Well, I was wondering, Nancy, I almost said Nancy. But, Bonnie, I was wondering if you have any of your beautiful, prolific writings with you that you would be willing to share with us.
Yes, actually, I do. I don't know whether Marlena has time for that.
Oh, go for it.
Well,
okay.
You know, it's wonderful to talk with you, and hopefully, now, I'm not on Fillmore. I do know about Fillmore, however.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, hopefully we can exchange email. I'm sure I can get your email address from Nancy. I'm sure she would give it to me.
And I know your friend John as well.
Oh, that's right. You do. And, we spoke with John yesterday, and he said that you guys have been talking, and I think that's fantastic.
Well, thank you so much.
And
I'm so glad you called.
Well, may I also mention that I don't know if I should mention this, but that wonderful essay you wrote to Marty Rimpa, I don't know if anybody is familiar with Marty, who does the Oldie of the Day,
mm-hmm.
about the one you mentioned about when you had the fire and you lost
right.
all your music.
Right.
And that kind of thing, and how Marty helped to bring music back into your life.
Marty is a neat guy. I haven't communicated with Marty in a long time. Marty, if you're listening, give us a call. He is a neat, neat guy.
Yeah, I hope he is listening,
that would be great.
And I hope he does give you a call. But that to me was one of the most beautiful essays I've read.
Thank you so much.
As well as the one you've written about yours and Nancy's friendship.
Thank you. I have been so touched by the response I've had from people. It's so encouraging to get that, because as a person who really is starting to believe in my ability to write, it's still new for me, and it's still rather tender in that sense. And it takes a while for us to sometimes believe in what we can do, and it means a lot for me that people believe in what I'm doing.
Sweetie,
it helps me believe.
You're a beautiful writer.
Thank you so much.
And
that's awesome.
I'll let you go, and I hope you can please read something for us.
Well, that is up to our host here.
Well, let's hear something.
Okay. Oh,
good night, lady.
Thanks, Marcia.
You're welcome, and
bye-bye.
I'll be talking to you again soon, Marlena.
I'll look forward to it.
All right, honey.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, I will read The Mysteries of Email.
Ah.
Okay? A whole new world opened up for me when I joined the current century and became a computer user. Enchanted with my new possession, I knew it would change my world, but I didn't know the half of it. Like many my age, I approached the idea of learning to use a computer with fear and trepidation. Why did I want or need one anyway, I asked myself. That little part of me that likes to come in and start trouble had ready answers for my thought-provoking question. I was informed that a computer would make my life so much easier, save me time I could then put into other important projects. In addition, I would have access to the world, obtain information about anything, any time of the day or night. There would be beautiful music to listen to, email to send and receive. For once, all that the voice inside me told me sounded pretty good. After all, how could I argue with the opportunity to learn and communicate with the world? Well, I am no fool, and I know a good thing when I see one. So I decided to plunge in and join the modern world. I learned about audio voice commands, sending and receiving email, and attachments. The language of computer geeks fascinated me. I heard about local disks and C drives, uploading files, downloading files, web logs, and so much more. The mysterious world of the Internet waited with all its potential and promise. When the Internet and I finally met, I knew it would just be a matter of time before my world would change forever. Finally, having learned at least some of the basics, the big day arrived. I had dial-up internet service. My internet service provider promised to be there for me if ever anything went wrong, and I believed this would be so. Dark clouds loomed, but I paid no attention. Horror stories abounded. Friends told me of email that disappeared for no apparent reason into some far-off cyberspace, never to surface again. I was happy. People I knew warned me to back up my files on disks because a computer can crash, they said. When I asked if this type of thing happened very often, I was told that it was unlikely, but that it was always best to be prepared. This sounded something like the warning to prepare for a bad winter. I listened. I learned. One day, several months into my internet relationship, I realized that there was one way in which my computer experience was unlike that of everyone else I had spoken to so far. I had not received one piece of spam, and I felt cheated. What good was this computer experience if I could not share it with the world? Wasn't spam a part of this computer life I was now leading? I heard about spam constantly, yet somehow spam had passed me by. Hang on. I thought about my computer classes, and I wondered what I had done to be treated this way. Everyone, absolutely everyone, received spam every day, reams of it, so I was told. What was it that I had not done? Why had I been cast aside? What mistake had I made that had resulted in this cruel and harsh treatment? Had I somehow, through my innocence and lack of knowledge about all things computer-related, revealed more ineptitude than I had at first thought? Was there anything I could do to make what I had done right? Friends told me not to worry. My mountain of spam would arrive in time. And then I would regret ever wanting it at all. Maybe so, I thought, but I had a right to receive it and complain about it like everyone else, didn't I? It was an American rite of passage, just like learning to ride a bike or calling a boy for the first time. My computer-literate friends and acquaintances nodded their heads in perplexity, unable to understand why I would want junk mail, which is what spam was. They told me. Hang on. Paper's changing here. When they told me I would receive it in time, I felt like the little kid who has to wait to smoke or drink or vote until she grows up. I had come to this computer business late enough as it was. If I was to get this spam and be like everyone else, it had to happen soon. Hadn't I been told by my mother that I had to make the most of life? After all, none of us know how much time we have. Mom was right. The day finally arrived. I received my first piece of spam. To this day, I don't know how the computer gurus decided I was worthy of the honor, but worthy I was. They saw to it that I got equal treatment. I will never know why they changed their minds. Perhaps there was some type of secret meeting held in some secret location in which a secret society decided these things. I have no idea. One thing that is true, and true for everyone, is that computers are endlessly fascinating for us all. We love them and we hate them. Wish we could understand them better. Can't begin to fathom why certain computer programs don't work with other programs. But those things remain mysteries as well. I mentioned my internet service provider earlier. As all computer users do, I had reason to call them many times. I learned a curious thing. Their track record was perfect. They never made mistakes on their end, ever. I know I was just new at all this stuff, but it was hard to believe they never made mistakes. Logic dictated that if they performed maintenance, and they most certainly did, that it just might be possible that they, too, made mistakes now and then. Like all the other mysteries involved in the use of a computer, I will never know the answer. I have decided to just be happy that they are there, offering me their generous support and willingness to provide such good internet service to me. Yes, computers are a mystery, unfolding gradually day after day. Would I go back to my life before? Are you crazy? I can't believe you would even ask that question. My computer life has its challenges and frustrations, but I wouldn't trade it any more than my mother would have traded her new automatic washing machine for the Ringer washing machine she used to use. It's a great time to be alive, and I'm glad computers are a part of it.
What a great story. Oh, gosh, we have a caller, but let me just say, anytime you want spam, honey, let me know. I'll share all of mine with you. Let's bring our caller in. Hi, this is Marlena and Bonnie. Who's this?
Hi, this is Joan from Edison Joan Leonard, sometimes called Joni.
Hi, Joni.
Hi. Well, I'm talking to two celebrities, and I'm just so impressed that I've gotten through to you guys.
Thank you.
Bonnie, I listened to you with Jordan probably for the last 6 years.
That's wonderful.
Oh, yes. Well, I love BZ, and I guess the first time that he started having the book program, because I'm such an avid reader, I listened in, and then, of course, I've heard you most of the time. Of course, I've listened a lot just on the radio, not on the Internet so much.
Sure.
And, of course, sometimes when you're on the reception isn't the greatest, you know.
Yes.
But I hang in there and I listen as much as I can. Of course, whenever you're talking about really good things, then you start kind of, you know, going
fading out. Fading out. Isn't that the way?
Well, don't I have a confession? I have a confession to make.
What?
When one of the reasons that I'm a very practical person in some ways, and I thought one of the reasons that I wanted to do that book show, other than the obvious reasons that I've already stated, is that I got tired of it fading out. So I said to myself, how can I hear this show?
Uh-huh.
Get to be the co-host. You can hear it every time it's on.
There you go, Joni. Now you just need to call Jordan Rich.
But don't Rich take my job from me, because I love my job.
No, I don't think that I could take your job. You do such a wonderful job, and that essay that
you
read was wonderful.
Thank you so much.
What kind of books do you like to read, Joan?
Well, I like to read... I do so much reading, and at my age, I've got such short-term memory, I can't remember what I read yesterday. I can't remember what I read today, but...
Well, see, that way you can read everything over.
There you go. You won't know you've read it.
The second time.
I'm 66 years old, so I just can't... I've read a lot of books in my life. I love reading Braille. Right now, I'm reading Memoirs of a Geisha.
Oh, my gosh,
good.
I read that.
That's a golden. Yeah,
I love
read
it.
That. And do you know that that movie is described?
Oh, is it? I didn't realize
yes.
that.
Yes, yes, yes.
Well, what else? I just finished The Plot Against America by Phil Roth. That's about the Lindbergh, about Charles Lindbergh taking over this country.
And do you read mostly Braille?
I love reading Braille, but I read a lot of cassettes from NLS. I'd like to get into Bookshare too, but I haven't
yes.
really done that yet.
Yeah.
But I read cassettes, but I try to order Braille because I love Braille. To me, Braille is really reading, and I used to be an Opticon reader, but I have to get my Opticon fixed. But
yeah, so I'll tell you, Joan, I have my Opticon sitting just to my right. And I agree with you. I think that the magic of touching a word
absolutely.
Is something
yeah.
that we blind people have, that sighted people, you know, they can look at a word and it's there, but we can touch it and feel it and really kind of get to know it through our fingers, and I
exactly.
think that makes a huge difference.
And the print letters, I learned the Opticon in about 1974, and I just was fascinated with the print letters. I don't mean to digress.
How many ways can you make a Q, right? I mean, gosh.
I know.
There's so many ways that they can do those print letters. It amazes me that they can read print.
I know.
Well, I hope you'll call me again sometime.
Well, thank you, Marlena. And it's just good listening to you, Marlena, and to you too, Bonnie. Of course, Bonnie,
can you give
your Fillmore box number?
Yes, my Fillmore box number is 7748. And if I may, Marlena, I would also like to mention that I do host a group on Fillmore called An Author a Day. And what I do is I profile an author each day, sort of like the old adage of an apple a day keeps the doctor away, a book keeps you healthy.
All right.
And so for anybody who would like to join that group, my box number is 7748, and I'd love to have you.
So the Fillmore box number is 7748.
Because yes, I just got
773-572-7748. But for the people who are already on Fillmore, who are the only people who could be in the groups, because you pay a fee monthly to belong to Fillmore, It's a voicemail system. That's the number.
Okay.
I just got a Fillmore box, so.
Cool.
All right.
I'll join my group. I'd love to have you.
Well, thank you.
There you go. Look her up. Look her up.
I go out and grab people off the street, you know.
Well, thank you so much for calling, Joan.
Thank you very much. It was wonderful speaking with both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you too.
So and have
much.
A wonderful evening.
To you.
Thank you. You too.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
866-666-7926. We're with Bonnie Bloss, and we're talking about books, what you read, what you like, what format you read in, and a little bit about the philosophy of life. And we've got another caller. Hi there, you're with Marlena and Bonnie. Who's this?
Oh, this is Scott, the bibliophile from Northridge, California.
Hello, hi, Scott.
Hi, Bonnie. Hi, Marlena.
Hi, Scott.
Oh, my gosh. You know, I remember what you were saying a little while ago. See, I've got a bit of a disadvantage here. I've only got one phone line strung in here, and so I've been offline for about 10 minutes so I could call. And you were talking about different, you know, what's your favorite medium for reading.
Right.
And I'm not proud. You know, with me, it's Braille. Hard disk, floppy disk, cassette, digital file.
Anyway, it's available. It's okay with
whatever
you.
It is, right, Scott? However you can get it.
I'm not a bit proud, but I'll say
that's
this.
That's right.
It was last May 1st. I know that because my subscription is coming up here. I joined up with this Bookshare.org thing that you've mentioned a few times here.
Yeah.
And one of the reasons I did is because I'm rather an avid science fiction fan. And Bookshare has a lot of science fiction, for those who don't know. It's really neat. I mean, you look at somebody or some organization like RFB&D. I mean, they're great if you're a student.
Right.
But they mainly do textbooks and so on. I like to be able to donate, books to an organization so everybody can read them. And with this Bookshare, you have a chance to do that, where the members actually have a chance to contribute. And so since I joined, I've just been going crazy, downloading and sending books up there to be incorporated into their database and everything, and it has just been loads and loads of fun.
And what a wonderful gift you're giving.
Well, it's not just me. It's a lot of other people that I can...
That's right.
If you'll pardon the 1960s-70s vernacular, turn on to the whole organization up there.
Yeah,
I'm not against 1960s or 1970s words like that. Hey, I'm from that era.
Jim Fruchterman does a great job with Bookshare. He really does.
Doesn't he, though?
Yeah.
I hear a lot of good things about it.
Yeah, it's really a great outfit.
What about Audible, Scott? Do you use Audible?
I haven't yet. I checked in there a few times, but I got sidetracked, and maybe I'll check in again. I don't know. I'm watching the budget a bit these days.
Yeah.
And so far, one of the things about, another thing about the Bookshare is if you want a book or need a book, you just go in there and grab it. If it's on the weekend, and you want a book, you have to wait 2 whole days to call up the local regional library, right?
Yes, that's right. And we're not very patient anymore, are we? You know,
I guess not. You know, this information age. And incidentally, Bonnie, it was your friend Nancy that gave me the heads up on the show tonight.
Wonderful. I'm glad.
Here's hoping she's
like
listening.
I said, she's a great press person. I'd hire her in a minute.
I met her back in February of 2000 in person. She was out visiting friends, and I got to meet her. And so I guess that makes her my friend Nancy too, huh?
Absolutely, I'm willing to share.
Oh, good, thank you. Yeah.
Well, Scott, I hope you'll tune in again.
Oh, you bet,
thank
Marlena,
you, Scott.
Bonnie. It's really good to meet you, and thank you for letting me throw in my 2 cents worth here and everything.
Right, and if you want to get together with Nancy and get my contact information or whatever, I'd be happy to get to know you better.
Okay, thank you very much, and. Maybe, who knows, maybe even tonight I'll call up or send her an email and we could work on that part.
There you go.
Thank you. That's wonderful. Thank you, Scott.
Here's to networking.
That's right.
That's right.
Okay.
That's right.
Thanks, Scott.
Happy reading.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
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 866 866-7926. Lots of new callers tonight. That's great, and I hope that you'll all return. Oh, my goodness, we have another call. You're a very popular lady.
Well, thank you. So are you.
Hi there. You are with Bonnie and Marlena. Who's this?
Hello, this is Amy Rule. How are you?
Amy Rule. Now there's a voice I know.
And Bonnie, you don't know me, perhaps, but I live in the Boston area. And I've heard you. I live in the Boston area. I've heard you on Jordan Rich before.
Well, thank you.
And I just called in part to tell you that I enjoy listening to what you do, because I read more books in a month than some people read in a year. And as, like the previous caller, I probably read every format and media that I can find.
That's great.
Particularly when I travel. But I wanted to just give you a bit of information that will make it easier for those people trying to navigate through to get to the WBZ links, because...
Yes. I do have a special link that you gave me that I can get, but if you have a better way, that's fine.
Well, no, the Mike's Radio World is exactly the place to go. However, there is no edit box, just so you know. What you need to do is go to mikesradioworld.com, click on the news and talk link, and then do a find. Rather than use an edit box, it's a find.
Okay.
Do a find command for WBZ, and you'll be taken to that area of the page and with your screen reader, and then you just arrow down. It says Windows Media Player, which you must have to listen to it,
yes.
And then it'll say the 32 kbps.
Yeah.
And so for, let's see, for Window Eyes users, that's a control shift F. Is it insert F for JAWS users?
It is, yeah.
Okay. I thought that's what it was, but
I had to remember myself. You know, you use two screen readers.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
You think about, where's my computer? Let's see.
Yeah. Okay, well, that's great. Well,
but this is terrific, and
I've
enjoyed the evening, and good. I'm glad things are going so well, and that, Jordan continues to feature the book nights. He did them a little more frequently for a while, and I was wishing he would do that more often. But
the last time there was he scheduled two things for the same night and had to choose one or the other.
Right.
And that was why the book show got held up till February this time.
Right. Well, it just keeps me up all night and keeps me writing down things that I haven't yet gotten to read.
Oh, I love it. I just love it.
Well, thank you both.
All right. Thanks, Amy. Great to hear you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Marlena, if I may, I would also at some point like to give my email address in case anyone would like to have it.
Yes. Why don't you do that right now?
Okay. It is bookmaven, B-O-O-K-M-A-V as in very, E-N as in Nancy, 630@comcast.net. That's bookmaven, 630@comcast.net. I'd be happy to entertain questions from anyone. I do general research on books for people, so whatever. I don't buy books for anyone, obviously, but I will do research. So if you want to know about a particular author or something like that, I'd be happy to do that.
Well, this has been a fascinating hour, and I definitely want to talk with you about getting you on ACB Radio on a regular basis.
So, I'd love it.
So let's keep in touch, and I appreciate that we could be together.
Oh, I loved it. This was just so much fun. It went by like lightning. It was just here and gone in no time at all. It was great. I loved it.
It did indeed. Thank you so much, Bonnie.
Thank you.
Have a wonderful...
I appreciate your time.
Thank you. Have a wonderful evening.
You too. Thanks a lot. I appreciate it, Marlena.
Okay.
You're great.
Bye-bye.
Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
Ah, here we go. Here's the music. Only song I had about books.
Yeah, my pretty baby just left me this morning. Said she didn't want to see me no more. Told me not to call her on the telephone. And never come a knocking on her door. Well, I fumed and I fussed and I might have cried a little. My head went a-spinning around. But with a little bit of luck and my little black book, we'll have another before the sun goes down. What my baby didn't know was the same thing happened not once but a half a dozen times. And she didn't realize it with a telephone call. I'd have another pickled chicken on the line. But every time I leave, I do my best to play the part of the lovesick heartbroken clown. But with a little bit of luck and a little black book, I'll have another before the sun goes down. Well,
found it wasn't boiled, let me tell you, buddy, that's been quite a while. I like the hugging and the squeezing and the kissing and the teasing, but don't you let them push me around. Cause with a little bit of luck and my little black book, we'll have another before the sun goes down. Now that little girl's out of telling everybody how she made a big fool out of me. But while I'm out tonight, stomping, she'll be watching Dr. Casey on TV. So, girl, let me tell you, better do a little thinking before you tell your loving man to leave town. But with a little bit of luck and a little black book, he'll get another before the sun goes down.
That's Jimmy Dean. That song is Day to Day, watching Dr. Casey on TV. Oh, my goodness gracious. I'm Marlena. I'll be with you for another hour. I hope you'll call because, boy, will I run out of things to say if I don't hear from you in the open forum hour at 866-666-7926. If you're listening to this program at any time other than 10 to 11 Eastern, 7 to 8 Pacific on a Sunday night in North America, or 2 to 3 on a very early Monday morning UTC, you are listening to a replay. So the number doesn't work, so put your feet up and just relax. But if you're here during those times, I really want to hear from you. It's been a while since we've been together. We were at CSUN the last 2 weeks, and oh boy, we'll talk a little bit about that in a minute, but we have a caller. Hi there, you're with Marlena. Who's this?
Hi Marlena, it's Chris from Arlington, Mass. How are you?
Hey, Chris from Arlington, Mass. I'm great. How are you?
Same here.
All right.
Well, I heard on CSUN your interview with the Oasis 22C, which I thought you did a great job on.
Oh, thank you. Actually, Yanina did a great job on
And I'm considering that next fall when my contract is up with Verizon. So.
Yeah, good for you.
But I'd like to keep my same phone number. I don't want to give that because everybody knows I've had it for 30 years. So.
Yeah, well, I think you can do that nowadays, you know.
Yeah, you can. Yeah. You can. One thing I thought was very interesting, the Ultra Talk, that was very interesting from GW Micro.
Oh, yes. Oh, gosh. It looks like a pregnant PDA.
And it kind of boggled my imagination for a while, but I said, you know, I think this is eventually where we all may be going.
Yeah, yeah. It's really cool. And, you know, we went up, when we got home, went up on the actual OQO computer website.
Yes.
And just to buy it with nothing, with no CD-ROM drive, with no keyboard, with no docking cable, and no screen reader.
Right.
It's $1,900.
Right, right.
So, you know, they're really pricing it respectfully.
Yes.
And I'm excited about it.
I mean, now what does this do for other companies like you know, PacMate and Empower and that?
I don't know. Yeah.
And then I read tonight was on Jeff Bishop's website there that Microsoft bought GW Micro?
Well, I think that's an April Fool's joke.
Do you?
Yeah, yeah.
Ooh, that's a nasty one.
Yeah, I think, I mean, I don't know for a fact.
Well, I don't either.
You know what, it came out yesterday, you know, and yesterday was April Fool's.
Oh.
So.
It's kind of nasty, I think.
I have no insider knowledge here.
Nor do I. But, you know.
But my considered opinion is that it's an April Fool's joke.
Yeah. Well, it'll be interesting no matter what. I mean.
Yeah.
Well, I will let you go, but anyway, I just wanted to quick touch base here.
Well,
and I enjoyed listening to Bonnie as well.
Do you ever listen to her on the...
Yes, I do. Yeah, I do tune in.
Yeah, because you're so local to WBZ.
Oh, sure.
Gosh.
Exactly.
Gee.
Oh, definitely. One thing I wish they had were the old plays that they used to have on Talking Book.
Oh, yeah. Wouldn't that be nice?
I know when I went to school in Connecticut, they had four of them. I don't know how they managed to keep them. They were the old 2.5 mil groove records that were made back in the late 30s.
Yeah, yeah.
And some of those plays were really good.
Yeah, Yeah. Well, you know, it's so interesting because I'm sure some of our listeners, you know, the kids, I'm like, what are they talking about?
Yeah,
you
know, I know.
You know, but I don't know. My first talking book machine was one of those ones that sort of opened upwards in half. Do you know what I mean? And it folded over.
I don't think I've seen one of those.
Yeah, it didn't open like with a speaker in the cover.
Okay.
You know, it opened the front half lifted up and
And
it laid back onto the actual machine.
Oh my goodness.
And oh my gosh, and the quality was terrible, but I thought it was the end of the world.
Oh yeah, I know. Well, I remember when they had the old metal tone arms and they had put the newer cartridges in them.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you remember when you used to get two cartridges from the library?
I don't.
Yeah, with my first one, I got two cartridges from the library because the darn things wore out. And remember how big those cases used to be?
Oh, yes, I do. It was like handling Braille.
The poor postman got a hernia.
Yeah. But they used to label the records instead of like side one, and they do it one and then two for the next record, even though there were two sides to a record.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. I always thought that was strange.
Yeah.
I always thought that was weird. Yeah.
Well, I will let you go.
All right, Chris. Well, great to hear from you.
Okay, we'll talk to you later.
All right, call me again.
Well, I will.
All right.
Yeah.
Take care. Bye-bye. 866-666-7926. Let me give you a little bit of an idea, by the way, what's coming up in April. On Marlena, we actually do have some semblance of a schedule this month. Next week, we're going to have Carla Rushival on, and she's going to tell us all of what we need to know about the upcoming ACB National Convention in Jacksonville, Florida. And I'm looking forward to that. That's always a really popular show. People like to hear about the hotel and hear about what's around and so forth. So if you want to get the inside scoop on Jacksonville, call me next week and listen next week. And then on the 16th, we're going to have a guest who's going to talk to us about blind people and the things blind people in the Caribbean face and kind of the differences between life here and life there. And that should be a pretty fascinating thing. And then on the 30th, we're going to have perhaps my most popular guest ever will be coming back. None other than Ronnie Millsap will be back on the 30th. So that's what's coming up, and who knows? You never know what's going on around here. Hi there, caller. You're with Marlena. Who's this?
Hello, Marlena. This is Timothy.
Hello, Timothy. How are you?
Not too bad. I'm using Skype for the first time.
Oh, great. It sounds good.
How are you doing today?
Great. Great. Yeah, your Skype sounds good. What have you got, Skype out?
No, I'm just using the Skype, the original Skype, without a Skype order. I'm just using your toll-free number.
So you just type the number into the edit box and...
Yep.
There you go. Wow. Very cool. So did you have any thoughts or a question or...
No, I just wanted to just say hello.
All right. Well, I'm glad you did. How's your weather in Nova Scotia?
Yeah, it was kind of cold today. We only hit about 4 degrees Celsius.
Wow. So what? That's only about 40 degrees, isn't it? Fahrenheit?
I haven't the slightest.
Yeah.
I'd have to go to the ECB radio website to do the temperature conversion.
Yeah, I think it's close. Well, all right, well, enjoy your Skype. It sounds great.
All right,
have a good one.
You too.
Thank you so much for calling.
No problem.
Bye-bye.
Bye now.
866-666-7926. So we've got kind of a full April, and We're still looking to fill the 23rd of April. And, of course, we'll soon be starting our 2006 round of what's going to go on at the ACB convention with the different special interest affiliates and presidents and spokespersons and so forth. So stay tuned for all of that. As I was saying earlier, CSUN this year was quite an interesting experience, and one that I hope through the blogging that Jeff Bishop did and I did, one I hope you were able to share somewhat in. Hi, this is Marlena. Who's this?
This is Lisa Hall from San Antonio, Texas.
Hi, Lisa. How are you?
I'm doing just great. Just want to kind of let everybody know we're having, we're hosting the National Convention of the National Federation of the Blind Convention in Dallas.
Great.
July 1st through the 7th, and it's going to be a very exciting convention with all kinds of good things. We have several articles posted in the Braille Monitor for March, and we just had the Braille Monitor for April up on the web. So it's a lot of good things. We're also going to be looking for volunteers to help us run the NFB store in the exhibit hall. So I'm involved with that, putting a list of people together to help run the NFB store.
Well, that sounds great. Good luck with it.
Yeah, so it's going to be a good one. And then I also want to say that this coming weekend, April 7th through the 9th, I'm going to be going to Ruston, Louisiana, which is the home of the Louisiana Tech, with the Louisiana Center for the Blind 20th Anniversary Celebration, as well as the National Federation of the Blind and Louisiana State Convention.
Great. Sounds like you're going to be busy.
I will be going up there, going to that. I haven't been to the center in over 10 years since I left the program on April the 10th of 95.
Well, I hope you have a great reunion.
It's gonna be a great time, and I always look forward to it, and I'm looking forward to it. And my mom's birthday is today, the 74th birthday. So I already called her to wish her happy birthday, but she doesn't have computer or internet or anything like that. So I'll be going to celebrate that occasion.
All right. Well, you enjoy and call me again.
Thank you.
All right.
All right.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. So when you finish in Dallas, you can come to Jacksonville since we're the 8th to the 15th. How do you like that? 866-666-7926. Anyway, as I getting back to CSUN, forget CSUN. We'll just answer the phone. Hi, you're with Marlena. Who's this?
Hello.
Hello.
Good. My name is Adam.
Hi, Adam.
And I'm a new listener.
Well, welcome. I'm delighted to have you.
Computerless at the moment, but I have some tutors. Nancy Lynn is here.
Ah.
I think she's here.
Hi, Marlena.
Hey, Nancy.
I think I'd stay out of it. My name was mentioned quite a bit.
I did a three-way on this, and I'm even more technologically challenged than Bonnie is.
Oh, no, I'm sure you're not.
Yeah, you don't know.
You
really don't know.
Yeah.
The worst part of it is I do non-commercial radio, and I'm still technologically challenged.
Where do you do non-commercial radio?
I'm in Atlanta, Georgia. Station called WRFG, which is an acronym for Radio Free Georgia. That means we work it for free.
Oh, very cool. So what do you do?
I do a talk show.
Really?
But more important than that, Bonnie and I have been friends for a long time.
Uh-huh.
And we're all very proud of her.
Well, she certainly is a delightful person. And Nancy, I could just give you a huge hug for writing to me. And this is how it works, folks. I mean, Nancy and I have never spoken, at least to my knowledge.
No, I've never met you or spoken to you.
No, and she sent me an email, and she said, you know, I have an idea for your show, and I have this great friend. She's a wonderful woman, and here's what she does. And I was like, yes, this is what I want on my show. So,
well, you all have a great outfit, apparently. This is the first time I've had a chance to hear it.
Well, Adam, I hope it won't be the last.
Yeah, and I'm a member of the Georgia Council of the Blind.
All right, Adam.
And was a chapter president for a while.
Really?
You know, all that wonderful, non-glamorous stuff. But I'm very impressed with the two of you have a wonderful chemistry.
Well, it was fun meeting Bonnie, and I was having a few technological issues in the beginning.
We wondered at the beginning.
Yeah.
What was happening?
I normally actually have an intro that plays, and so I was having a few of these issues, and then I couldn't stop it. So I was trying to pay attention to what Bonnie was saying, plus
you learn to just go on when those things happen.
You wing it, don't you?
Yeah. But it's rewarding, and you have a wonderful program.
Well, thank you. So we need to get you computerized. So
I know. I'm getting some instruction on it.
So that you can listen every week.
I'll probably never go out.
One film already.
Yeah. And I said, what is this thing about messaging? You can't respond immediately. What kind of good is this? And they corrupted me. It's their fault.
Nancy, what is this Fillmore thing? Tell us about that.
Well, it's a voicemail system where people can. You remember eVoice?
Yes.
It was like eVoice.
I see.
It's designed to be like eVoice. You can have groups, except that you pay $9.95 a month for the basic thing. $12.95 a month allows you to have instant messaging. You can do instant messaging with people that are on the system.
So how do you do instant messaging?
You follow the prompts, basically. You'd have to just follow the prompts.
I see.
Some of us couldn't manage it without prompts.
Adam, my life is a series of prompts, my dear. So
I will not pursue that any further. Even if I were interviewing you, I wouldn't pursue that any further.
I always live in terror that somebody will say, you know, we should interview Marlena. That would scare me to death.
Don't tempt me.
I see. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, that would that would be interesting.
It actually would, probably.
And, Nancy, where are you located?
I'm in St. Louis, Missouri. But I'm originally from Philadelphia and Pennsylvania and New Jersey, like that.
I see. And, Adam, are you in Atlanta?
Yes, but I'm originally from New York.
I know.
Which is probably pretty obvious.
Well, honey, y'all didn't talk like my friend does.
If I do that and people laugh at me.
Well,
but I like it here.
Well, I lived in Alabama for 3 years, so I could talk like that if I needed to. You know what I mean? I mean,
yes.
I could.
I lived in Arkansas for a year and a half and in Jacksonville, Florida for another year and a half a long time ago, but I never picked up. I made sure I never picked up that. I'll say y'all once in a while, but you won't hear me say things like, I'm fixing to do something.
Well, I'm fixing to wonder why.
Yeah, well, because it's not broken.
Well, have you ever noticed that people say things like, they'll carry.
Yeah.
I'll carry you somewhere.
Yeah.
And I heard somebody say it, and I thought to myself, now what do you mean you're going to, you know, that they like doing that to those of us transplants sometimes.
Yeah. Well, Nancy, I want to thank you again for sending me the email and introducing me to Bonnie. She really is quite a spectacular person.
Yeah.
We all thank you.
Yeah. Thanks for giving her the chance to be on.
Yeah, it was great. It was great. And I hope you guys will each call me again, together or separately.
Okay.
We'll have a party right here on Marlena.
Right.
All right.
All right. Thank you.
Great to meet you both. And Adam, good luck with the radio.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Have a good one.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Oh, now that was fun. Two for the price of one. 866-666-7926. One of the things, back to CSUN, one of the things that I was most impressed with, or that was most obvious to me this year at CSUN, was the increase in note-taker devices, in PDA-type access devices. Everything from using MobileSpeak Pocket on an iPad, which I have, to the Level Star Icon, to the GW Smalltalk Ultra. Gosh, I don't want to leave anything out. And I'm sure I will. But lots of new things this year. Not sort of just, you know, kind of the big guys showing off their stuff with the Braille Note, PK, PacMate, but lots of new choices. And even some interesting Braille choices, some interesting input-output kinds of Braille displays, the Optilec EasyLink 12. There's a little Braille display with 12 cells and Bluetooth and input-output, so you can Braille into it and communicate wirelessly to something, your PC or a PDA, and Balm is coming up with one, and Handytech is coming up with one. So, I mean, there's just so many choices out there for us that, boy, it was hard to keep up with everything going on at CSUN this year. It really, it was hard to be in more than one place at one time. which is the way I felt for much of the week. We have a caller. Hi there, you're with Marlena. Who's this? Hello?
Hello.
Hello.
Gary.
I'm sorry, who is this?
Gary.
Hello, Gary. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Where are you calling from?
Montana.
Oh, we've spoken, haven't we?
Yes.
Where in Montana are you?
Great Falls.
Ah, do you know my friend Doug Robinson?
No.
He works with the rehab agency there.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, I don't know him.
So what's going on in Great Falls, Montana?
Oh, not too much. It's a small area, so it's not real congested here.
It's a beautiful area. I had an occasion to be at the School for the Blind there last year.
Uh-huh.
And I met Harold and Bruce, and I can't remember anyone's last names, though. Isn't that awful?
Okay.
So what's on your mind?
I was wondering, did you do any recordings at CSUN?
Oh, yes, we did. If you go to www.acbradio.org/blog, B-L-O-G, there's
okay.
A bunch of stuff up there.
Okay.
And main menu, last week, they main menu had a presentation on Dolphin, the Pocket HAL screen reader. And this week, I won't say what it is because Jeff hasn't announced it yet, but it's from CSUN.
Well, the mail keeps saying it's going to be windowized. Is that not right?
No, I think that's going to be next week.
Oh, another week, huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I just go to ACB and follow the link so I get to the blog.
acbradio.org/blog, B-L-O-G.
But I can just go to ACB Radio and tab through the links so I find blogs, right?
Yeah, I think it's there on the front page as well.
Okay.
All right?
Well, I really enjoyed the ones you did last year.
Oh, well, there's a bunch of them up there this year, so I hope you'll find them of value.
I'm sure I will.
Well, thank you so much.
I'll look into it.
All right, and enjoy your beautiful little town up there of Great Falls, Montana.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you. Have a good day.
All right. You too, Gary.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Great Falls, Montana. What a nice place that is. And he's right. You know, it isn't very congested and great people. When we were up there, we had dinner with, just a whole bunch of folks from the School for the Blind and the Rehab Agency and some folks from the blind community. And, oh, my gosh, we had such a great time. Some of the best steak, too. Yum. 866-666-7926. We're almost coming up to the half hour. It's about 27 minutes past the respective hour, wherever you are. And let's see who's coming in to join us. Hi, this is Marlena. Who's this?
Good evening, Marlena.
Good evening, Dr. Bishop.
How are you today?
Well, you know, I ain't half bad. How are you?
No, you're not. You've been rather busy today.
I know. It's been a fun show, huh?
I know. Oh. Wow.
Getting in
has been rather difficult.
Did you catch the first hour?
I did.
Wasn't she cool?
Yeah, it was very interesting.
Huh?
Well, to answer the gentleman's question about main menu.
Yes.
We're going to be doing a 2-hour main menu this week.
Main menu.
Main menu. 2-hour edition of main menu. The first hour, we're going to hear a presentation from Microsoft all about Windows Vista.
Ooh.
And then the second hour, we're going to hear about Office 2007.
Ooh.
With a guest joining Microsoft of Doug Joffrey from GW Micro.
Oh.
Demoing WindowEyes working in Office 2007.
How cool is
that?
Yeah,
it's going to be fun stuff.
Yeah, very cool. Very cool.
Yeah.
Well, so, you know, we had a call earlier about
yes,
about
did.
Microsoft buying
yeah, so
GW Micro.
Now,
do you think that's true?
Oh, well, you know, I guess that's all well and good then, isn't it?
I guess so. I truly believe it's an April Fool's
joke.
Yes,
I'm sure it is. Well, if you read further down, it's very, very obvious that it is. But, but I'll tell you read the, you know, top couple paragraphs, and holy cow, does it look, it looks pretty realistic.
Chris
did a good job of that.
Yeah.
It came from the Blind Confidential blog, and it was Chris Hofstetter's blog, who used to work for Freedom Scientific.
That's right.
Which even makes it even funnier.
That's right.
And so,
that's
yeah,
right.
It was fun. It definitely made for some Saturday morning entertainment, that's for sure.
I think it stopped a few hearts, you know, like, oh,
yeah,
what?
That was pretty amazing. Yeah,
it was pretty cool. So, what did you think of CSUN?
Oh, I liked it.
Yeah.
I liked it very, very much. I think there weren't as many really technical sessions this year, though, I didn't think.
Yeah.
And that's rather unfortunate, but I enjoyed it, and it was great to, you know, catch up with a lot of people. And the funny thing is, Larry Skukan was right next door to me, and it took us like 2 days to figure that out.
You know what? I never got to see Larry.
Oh, he was doing good. I made a point of, I went and saw like 3 different people in the exhibit hall the first day. That's all I wanted to do to get out of that rat race. Well, I'll tell you, that Wednesday afternoon stuff, man, that's tough.
I know, because everybody wants to get in there and see those exhibits.
Yeah, so I stopped and saw Doug and Clarence, and I went and saw Larry Skukan, and I went to looking for the Independent Living AIDS people because I had questions for them. And unfortunately, they were swamped, so I never made it to see them. But they were right next door to Larry, which was a good thing.
Yeah, yeah.
And so, yeah, it was a really great time, or at least for the most part.
Well, I got to the Independent Living AIDS people on Saturday.
Did you check out their watch?
Yeah, I did. A $3,000 watch.
Yeah,
man.
Boy, I'll tell you.
But it's beautiful. Gary says it is absolutely beautiful.
I would hate to think I would get the, you know, scratch the crystal or whatever.
Well, I don't think you can. I think that, because we asked about that, actually. The crystal, the watch is a Carrera watch for people who want to know more about this. And it's a solid gold, 18-karat gold, including the band, Braille watch.
Hmm.
And it's not gold plate. I mean, we're talking a solid gold watch.
I wonder if Stevie Wonder bought one.
Well, he looked at it because I was at the booth when he was at the booth.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's how I, did you hear his little interview with me?
Yeah, I heard that. Yeah, it's up on the blog, too.
Yeah, yeah, well, I figured I've been trying to get Stevie Wonder on ACB Radio for so long. By God, I had a recorder and a microphone in my hand, and he and I were in the same booth, and I was going to nab him, and I did. I was afraid his bodyguards were going to take me out, but they were kind. But he did look at it. You know, they showed it to him, and
I'm sure they did.
Oh yeah, yeah. Yeah. He also looked at the milestone.
Yeah, no, I did not get a chance to look at that. What did you think of that?
Well, I didn't get a chance to play with it, because, you know, following Stevie Wonder, I mean, who wants to talk to Marlena?
Yeah, exactly.
But, but I did get a chance to hold it in my hand, and it's, for folks who don't know what it is, first of all, you can go up on the blog and hear the interview about it, but it's a little small MP3 player. And I guess it's a little sort of bigger than a credit card remote. It's very thin. I believe it uses SD cards, if I remember correctly. And it has voice guidance, so you can navigate your folders and your files and stuff. But I didn't get a chance to hear it, so... You know, Stevie had it in his ears and was dancing to the music he was...
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's interesting.
And then he asked him if they had any Stevie Wonder on it, and he said no, and he said, I'm going to get out of here.
That would have been funny if it did, huh?
I know. Wouldn't that have been funny? That would have been great. But
you know, he when I used to do some work for Microsoft at CSUN, he came in the Microsoft booth. And Pam, you know Pam.
Yeah.
Man, he really liked her. they talked for good 10 minutes.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah,
wow.
It was interesting.
Well, he was at CSUN for two days. And
2 days.
Yeah. And I was at a party where he was Friday night, and I talked to him then. And I said, you know, you really got to come on ACB Radio. You really,
that would be great.
You really do. And then I saw him again on Saturday. So we're going to keep working on him. And I have an entree to at least leave him a message. So, but we're bringing Ronnie Millsap back.
I know, that's terrific.
I can't wait. Ronnie is such a nice guy.
We'll have to see what new toys he bought recently.
Yeah, well, call him up and ask him.
I know, he always likes talking about his toys.
Well, the thing, I love many things about Ronnie. I love his humility. I mean, my phone rings, I pick it up, and he's just, hi, Marlena, it's Ronnie. You know, there's nothing pretentious about him. But one of the things that I dearly love about Ronnie Millsap is his honest, from the heart belief in the use of Braille.
Yep.
I mean, yep. He really believes it. He really lives it. And he really cares that kids and young people need to keep up their Braille skills. And I love that. So
wouldn't that be something if he actually came to the ACB convention for the arts performance?
Yeah, that would be very cool.
Wouldn't that be something?
That would be cool.
Man, oh, man.
Maybe I'd finally get a chance to meet the guy. I feel like we're good friends. I said to him the other day, I said, Ronnie, you know, we talk and you're such a nice guy and I really want to meet you. And, you know, it's funny how you just, you make friends with a person and you don't, you've never seen them, but yet you feel like you matter to them and they matter to you.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
I remember watching him on a country channel program, and he brought all these access technology things on that country show.
Yeah.
And he was showing all that stuff. It was kind of kind of interesting that he would do that. It's really, really neat guy, and his music is just amazing.
Yeah, and he's a guy who's not ashamed of being a blind guy.
Nope. Absolutely not.
And
so I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah,
do you have the date yet?
April 30th.
30th, okay.
April 30th,
End of the month.
Yep, last Sunday of the month.
Well, that will be great. Are you going to have him for 1 hour or two?
Well, you know, I always say 1 hour, but last time, I mean, it just went on and on and on. And so if he's willing to stay on, you know, heck, I'm not going to say, well, Ronnie, sorry, bye.
Yeah, bye-bye. Yeah.
See you later. So,
All right, then. I'll let others yak at you, but have a great evening.
All right, Dr. Bishop. Well, thank you so much. And
it was good to see you with C-Sun again.
Yes, it was good to see. We never see each other enough, though.
I know. I didn't see you for almost 2.5 days there.
I know.
We saw each other the first day, and then we didn't see each other until Saturday.
Well, if someone I know in this conversation had his cell phone on more often.
I did have it on, but, you know, cell phone coverage in that place is crazy.
I know.
I would turn it off during presentations because I kept getting phone calls.
Yeah.
And that was really annoying. And then you forget to turn it on.
So there you go.
Oh, well.
All right.
Hey, but I did call you back, and I did get you the suite number.
Yes, you did.
I was very nice.
Yes, you were.
1718. You'll know that for next year.
Well, it may not be the same.
This is the second year it's been that.
Well, we'll see what it is next year.
They probably have the reservation in already.
They probably do. All right. Talk to you later. Okay.
Bye-bye.
That's Jeff Bishop, the Mr. Main Menu Man here on ACB Radio Mainstream, and I'm Marlena, and the telephone number to call to reach me at, which I really hope you'll do, is 866-666-7926. It's about 38 minutes past whatever hour it is for you. For me, it's the hour of 7. And, again, if you're listening to this program at any time other than 10 to 11 Eastern, 7 to 8 Pacific on a Sunday night in North America, or 2 to 3 on a very early Monday morning UTC, then you are listening to a repeat, and the number doesn't work. But if you're listening during those times, the number most definitely works. And I'd love for you to call it, especially if you have never called before. I'm going to reach out and tap you on the shoulder. Let's see who this is. Hi, this is Marlena. Who's this?
This is Lois. Hi, Marlena.
Well, a voice from the distant past.
Oh, it isn't that distant.
Well, I haven't heard from you in for ages and ever.
No, I've been lurking.
Since Hector was a puppy.
No, it's since then. Hector's old now.
I know, but he was using papers the last time you called.
Oh, okay. Well, he was a slow learner.
How are you?
I am doing fine.
What's going on in California,
Oh, we're expecting a big rainstorm.
Yeah, what else
is new? You must be sending me some of your rain.
No, we actually, boy, today we were supposed to get pouring down rain. We had sunshine.
Oh, neat. Oh. It is beautiful up there.
Yeah.
I've been up there a long time ago.
Well, you should come again.
Yes.
We'll drink coffee together.
Oh, that would be neat, yes.
Yeah.
I went to look at exhibits with a friend at CSUN on the Thursday.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
Oh, I wish I had known that.
Well, I didn't try to contact anybody because there were so many people, and we just had the one day. We just had a chance to look at some exhibits.
So had you ever been before?
No.
So what'd you think?
I thought it was neat. I'd like to have had more time to see more, because often I came by a place and nobody was there. I went by a couple of people, a couple of places, and nobody was there. But it was, they were probably at presentations or out grabbing a bite or something.
Yeah.
You know, but I was very impressed. Like you, I was very impressed with the increase in accessibility, and that cell phone is neat. That Oasis C222.
Yeah. Yeah, that is a neat cell phone, and of course, you know, there are other options, and it really just depends on what people, you know, what you want.
What they need or what
they
want.
That's right. You know,
yes.
if you want a basic, and I don't mean to minimize it by saying the word basic, but if you want a basic cell phone that kind of does, you know, the basics of what you need done and allows you to have access to your address book and gives you some caller ID, then that's a good phone.
That looks excellent, yes.
Yeah, and then if you want the more, you know, sophisticated, surf the web, do your emails, send message, text messages and so on, then you've got your mobile speak or your talks that work on the Nokia phones. So
exactly. I also, a Braille display is way out of my reach, but I got to look at several and at least drool on them.
Yeah, well, I hope you didn't ruin them when you drooled on them now, or you'll be reaching, baby.
Oh, well, when they weren't looking at me.
Yeah, which ones did you see? Do you remember?
Oh, I looked at the Bookworm, which I have something bigger than that, but it was interesting. And the one Freedom Scientific has. And it was all very interesting.
Yeah.
Let me see. You know, interesting thing. I'm going to listen later. I missed the first few minutes of your interview with Bonnie. Very interesting.
Wasn't she an interesting interview, though?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah, I've got to hear the first part of it. But, you know, an interesting thing is happening with me. I'm like you. I love Braille, and I think it's totally necessary for us, and I've been reading Braille since about the first grade. So I'm fairly proficient, but I'm finding since I've been on the computer, and of course now I'm spending my life, I'm living with a book port. I find that I can listen and take in things a lot faster than I can read them.
Yeah, I would be interested in getting other folks' take on this, too. I find that I am using my Braille in a much more technical sense, rather than the way I read maybe 12 years ago, which is read Braille, read Braille, read Braille. I tend now to enjoy listening to pleasure books, but absolutely have to have Braille for learning things, or even reading poetry, I need Braille.
I agree. That is the way it is with me, too, and that's why I would just love if I could have a Braille display somehow. Because a lot of times, if I'm learning something difficult that's technical, I don't quite grasp a concept, I end up brailing it out with ye old Perkins, what I need, so that I can look at it that way. I'm with you. That literal hands-on thing does a lot for me when I need to concentrate.
It's interesting. I wonder if sighted people have the same analogies with needing hard copy for learning.
Yeah, I wondered that too. And now there's a funny thing. Of course, maybe it's those who have trouble reading, you know, that maybe as they get older or from eye strain, a lot of people want to listen who don't need to in the way that we do, but they listen. And yet I find a lot of sighted people don't, can't, or won't listen the way we do, for obvious reasons.
Yeah.
And so I'm wondering if that really enhances it, or is it something they think will. You know what I mean?
Yeah. When I first married Gary, who is sighted, he was not at all. In fact, I remember saying to him, gee, maybe we could share an audio book. Oh, he said, I'm not. I don't think I could get into it. Well, guess who owns his own book port? Thank you very much.
Yes.
So they are infinitely educable.
Mm-hmm. No, it's very funny. No, when I was married, my husband would sit down to listen to a tape with me, and he'd go to sleep.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he snored so loud, I had to take the book somewhere else.
Well, have you had any good coffee lately?
Right now, I'm, for the moment, I've had other things on my mind. I'm liking a bean from Brazil that I pick up at Sam's at the moment.
Really?
It's a dark roast.
Yeah.
I'm trying to remember its brand.
Yeah, because we have a Sam's here.
Yeah, let me think. Is it Sark? Something like S-A-R-K.
Hmm.
It's from Brazil, and there's a very dark roast which tastes almost smoky. And then there's a lesser, it's not so dark. I forgot what they call it. Not breakfast blend, but it's not quite as quite as dark roasted. But I'm liking those very much at the moment. I'm not having anything more exotic than that this last few months.
Well, we'll have to check that out because we definitely are we share the passion for good coffee.
Oh my, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, there was some interesting comments about that on the Blind Cool Tech list recently. several people like us like to mix and brew their own and do the beans and all kinds of things.
Yeah, I have a little roaster. I haven't used it in quite a while. I should get
you
it
You say little me. Roaster. How much is a little that you can roast in it?
I think I could roast up to half a pound.
Oh.
Yeah.
About right, because you don't want to keep it around too long.
Yeah.
Freshness is one of the glories of doing that.
Yeah, it's just a wee little thing.
Does it take a lot of power? You just put them in there and turn it on?
No, you just pretty much, it's like a popcorn popper almost, like an air popper, you know.
Oh.
You put them in there and you turn it on, and then you sort of have to work with the smell of it. It actually stinks when you first do it, so I always do it outside.
Mm-hmm.
Because it really, it smells like burned something. I don't know.
I see what you mean. Yeah.
And so you listen, the sound changes and the scent changes, and that's kind of how you know.
That's what that fellow, I've forgotten his name, the fellow that roasted his beans.
Yeah, Jerry Leary.
Yeah. That's kind of what he said too.
Yeah.
If I remember right, that he judged a lot by smell and the sound of the stuff he was working with.
Yeah. Yeah. You
know?
Yep.
Interesting.
Yep.
Well, very good. I'll be looking forward to your upcoming shows. I'll be looking forward to hearing from Ronnie Millsap again. And I agree with you about his attitude. And he's like you and Jonathan Mosen, Larry Scott, just a lot of these guys. A lot of us are happy blind people beyond I don't know about the norm, but at least it's...
Yeah.
They're not afraid to express it.
Yeah, life ain't bad, you know?
No, it's not.
It's pretty darn good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Things get comical sometimes because people can't figure out what's the matter with us. We're not supposed to be happy in that condition, you know?
Well, someday I'm going to solicit calls for people to call in and tell me their funniest stories that happen because they're blind.
Yes.
Wouldn't that be cool?
Yeah, I think that would be a neat thing to do.
Yeah.
Also, I think maybe, see what... on what we were talking about on our reading transformations as we get into higher technology might be an interesting thing, too.
Yeah. Good idea.
Yeah, great.
All right. I'll do it.
Good to talk with you. You take care, Marlena.
I'll do it because you said so.
Okay. Then say hi to Mad Dog and Gary the Board Guy.
I'll do it.
Great.
Okay.
Take care.
Thanks,
Marlena.
Bye-bye. Oh, we haven't heard from Lois in so long. It's good to hear you again, Lois. And I will tell the Mad Dog. For those of you who don't know, the Mad Dog is Madeline, the guide dog. And she is the little Mad Dog. You know, the Mad Dog is going to be 10 years old on May 1st. May Day. Can you even imagine? Wow. That'll be an interesting birthday for the little Mad Dog. 866-666-7926. We've got about 8 more minutes to go. Let's see who this is on the phone. Hi there, this is Marlena. Who's this?
This is Marilyn.
Hi, Marilyn. How are you?
I'm doing good.
This
is the first time I have listened.
Oh, well, welcome.
Every time I've heard about it, I thought, oh, heavens, I don't know how to do that.
Oh, my gosh. And look, you do know how to do it.
Yeah, well, somebody sent me the link, and I managed to get it in there despite the fact that it was on two lines. And
oh.
And it came up, and I went, oh, look at that.
Well, I hope it won't be the last time you listen.
No. Well, I missed the interview with Bonnie, which is what I was tuning in for.
Well, you know what? If you stay tuned, it will replay.
Yeah, I'm going to do that.
Yeah.
That's what I understood, that it just keeps repeating.
Yeah.
When you use a clock to check the time that you forgot to change,
uh-huh,
you're an hour late. Oh well. I won't get it live, but I'll get to listen to it.
Yeah.
And you said something later about your show is from 7 to 8 Pacific?
Well, it's actually in that hour, it was 7 to 8 Pacific. It really starts at 6.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's what I wanted to check, whether this was an extra long program or it always starts at 6.
No, it starts at 6. Are you in the Pacific time zone?
Yes.
Where are you?
I'm in Pahrump, Nevada.
Oh, okay. All right. So it starts at 6 during daylight savings time, and then it starts at 5 during standard time.
Okay.
Because we run the station on, just to confuse you even more, we run the station on universal time. And universal.
I'm a ham.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm a ham as well. K7NLH.
K7NWQ.
There you go.
Nowhere quick.
Never lose hope.
Okay.
My husband is NLG. He's a former pilot. He says it's no landing gear.
Oh, dear. Oh, much I like that one.
Yeah, I know. I tell him he's not looking good. I think that's better.
Oh, no. Well,
so you live
depends
in the,
on your viewpoint.
You live in the same place where Art Bell lives, don't you? Isn't that
yeah,
right?
But I was here first.
Oh, okay. There you go. You put him in his place.
People say, oh, yeah, you live in Art Bell's town. Oh, it was mine before it was his. I've been here almost 21 years.
Wow.
It was a very small, wide spot in the road when we got here. But
wow.
It's quite a bit bigger than that now. We have two whole traffic lights.
Oh.
And a Walmart.
Oh, no, not a Walmart.
This is a metropolis now.
That's funny. Well, what do you do in Pahrump?
Well, my husband and I run a massage therapy business, and we hang out and take care of the place and raise the dog.
How cool, massage therapy. I have another friend in Florida who's a massage therapist, Debbie Hazelton, and I've had her on the show before to discuss different alternative wellness and different things like that. She's a fascinating person. So
well,
that's
maybe I'll catch her some other time.
Yeah.
Never again.
Yeah. That's very cool. It's very cool.
Well, that's about what we do.
Well, that's great. And now that you know how to find me, I'm going to expect a call now and again.
I'm going to have to make sure I have a way to save this link in the favorites and just punch it up instead of having to go get it out of a message like I did tonight.
Yeah. But, well, now that you're part of the family, you'll be expected to attend on a regular basis.
Okay. Well, they say you learn something new every day, and now I've done ACB radio.
And we're so glad that you did.
So,
yep.
It's nice to know I can still learn something new.
Well, it's nice to know that it worked, and if you stay tuned, you will hear the first hour with Bonnie.
Oh, I will. I'm looking forward to that.
All right. Well, it's great to meet you, Marilyn.
You too.
All right. And I'll look forward to hearing from you again.
All right. Take care.
All right. Watch out for that wide spot in the road in Pahrump now.
Okay.
Okay. See ya.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Oh, wasn't that nice? 866-666-7926. We have about 3 more minutes. If you've never called before, I am reaching out and tapping you on the shoulder and saying, hello, hello, give me a call. Or if you have called before and you just want to check in and say hi and howdy, feel free to do that. And let me just remind you that next Sunday on Marlena, we'll have Carla Rusheville, who will be telling us all the ins and outs and things you need to know about the upcoming ACB convention in Jacksonville, Florida, what the hotel is like, and kind of what's going to be going on, and all that good stuff. You'll be able to call her up, ask her questions, and she's a delightful person, and looking forward to having her on. That's always a very popular show. People like to get that behind-the-scenes scoop. Hi there, this is Marlena. Who's this?
This is Shirley. Am I going to be your last caller tonight?
You are, but what a way to go. What a way to go. How are you?
Pardon?
I said, how are you?
Not too bad. We're having some thunderstorms here. We've got a tornado watch.
Uh-oh.
And I just did a preliminary ham radio Skywarn net thing that I do here and all that wonderful stuff.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Did you hear my last caller, Marilyn? She's a ham in Utah.
Oh, I did not realize that she was a ham. I missed that point.
Yeah. Yeah. I can't remember her call, but she gave it. So.
You know, I remember seeing somebody on a list at one point. Hang on a second here. Oh. Good, it's not our county. It's close to our county. But
no.
Anyway, it's all around us at this point. But I remember on a ham radio list a couple of years ago seeing a Marilyn from Nevada. So it was probably her, but I sure don't remember.
It's probably the same one.
What her call is now, but I do remember running across somebody like that.
The infamous Marilyn.
Yeah, there you go.
we're gonna make her a star. This is the first time she listened to the show.
Yeah.
So we have to, you know.
That's what I heard. That's pretty neat.
Welcome her on into the fam, you know.
Yeah, that's pretty neat. I think she'll enjoy it if she continues to do that.
Yeah.
Well, I envy you getting to go to CSUN. That is neat.
It was someday fun.
I think that would be a fun thing to do.
It was.
And I really wanted to, I'd love to see that milestone. I've got an audio file that I need to listen to about it one of these days that I haven't done yet.
Yeah.
And it sounds like it would be a pretty neat thing. I told Lynn he could buy me that watch because I wanted a diamond watch.
Well, there you go.
I never got it, so I think it'd be nice if he bought me this one, don't you?
I think so, too. Fork it over, Lynn. $3,000. Fork it over.
Oh, yeah. Why
although,
not?
Although he could buy you a Kenwood TS-2000 instead and still have $1,000 left over.
But we're pretty well set radio-wise.
No, okay.
So.
Well, then to heck with that.
Yeah.
Heck with that. Yeah.
So there you go.
Well, all right, Miss Shirley.
Okay, I know you got to close it off here. So.
Yeah.
Good to talk to you.
Well, good to talk to you, too, and come back next week.
All right.
And don't forget about the 30th with Ronnie.
Oh, is that when it's going to be?
Yeah, April 30th.
I missed the date.
Yeah.
Oh,
yep.
Wow.
All
That's
right.
Wonderful.
All right.
Okay, we'll look forward to that.
Talk to you later.
Thanks.
Okay.
All right.
Bye-bye. Bye. Well, that wraps it up for tonight, guys. This was great, and I hope to see you all right back here next week on ACB Radio Mainstream. If I could get the music to play, there it goes. I'm Marlena, and it has been a joy to be with you tonight. And I want to thank my teammates who helped me put all this together. That's Chrissy Cochran in the UK, Jeff Shang in Australia, and Gary the Board Guy in the other room. Come on back next week and listen, and if you want to drop me a note, you can do that. The email address is Marlena, MARLAINA, at acbradio.org. See you next week.